This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bring up what you want. Just dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there. And as we've been talking here about, or teasing, I guess, all night, the news about Venezuela. Yes, it has gotten even worse there, where people have been starving. They have been basically killing animals in the streets, dogs, stray dogs, cats, rats, you know, whatever they can find to eat because the grocery stores don't have any food. Why is that? Well, because of the government. Because the government took over the grocery stores, many of them, a while back.
Thanks, Obama.
No, actually, in this case, it was Nicolas Maduro, following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Hugo Chavez.
But Maduro blames America.
That's right.
For all of the problems in Venezuela.
Well, there was actually some of the emails that came out from the DNC, the hacked emails that came out recently, that did reveal that apparently there was some not so nice talk going on about Venezuela amongst Hillary Clinton and some others. But, yeah. It's definitely not the United States' fault that the country is not feeding itself. It's the government. One of the things they really screwed up, besides, you know, having socialist policies, was having a monetary policy that nailed the price of the bolivar, the strong bolivar, the bolivar fuerte, to the U.S. dollar at a set rate. Well, it turns out that you should let the market decide those rates rather than having the government centrally plan and control exchange rates, because that resulted in a tremendous black market level of activity where the black market price of a bolivar is 100 times less than the official government-based price. And that has resulted in all kinds of havoc being wreaked. And yes, there are some drought conditions, and the price of oil has gone down. So there are a bunch of economic factors that have gone into this. But to say that the bolivar should be 6.3 to 1, which they finally, 6.3 bolivars to 1 U.S. dollar, which they then lowered, I think it was earlier this year, to 10 bolivars per U.S. dollar. But the black market rate for a U.S. dollar will get you around 1,000 bolivars. So that difference means that companies that want to, let's say, bring in food or bring in a pallet full of toilet paper to sell to people, they can't do it. Because the distributors that, you know, if you are someone who's an international toilet paper salesperson and you want to do business in Venezuela, you don't want to get paid in bolivars because no one wants the bolivar on the global market.
Right, because the bolivar, even in Venezuela, doesn't buy anything.
That's
partly
right.
Partly because there's nothing on the shelf, and partly because the prices are so high, it's cheaper to use the bolivar as toilet paper.
It's getting that way with a ridiculous rate of inflation estimated at around 700%. So Financial Times, FT.com, has the latest on apparently the military. Now, remember, the last story we read about the military was that they were guarding food shipments, but also that some military members have been forced to kill goats and eat them because they didn't have any more food at their barracks. So it's even getting bad for people who are in the military, but generally the state is going to take care of their own, the state employees, prior to any actual other humans. When two trucks loaded with soldiers pulled up outside his butcher shop in the Barrio Union slum of eastern Caracas, Daniel felt a deep unease. "They went into all the shops in the area, forcing us to sell at a loss," says Daniel, which is not his real name, of the incident that happened earlier this month. "The army men demanded that Daniel sell his beef at 250 bolivars, which is roughly 25 cents at black market rates, per kilo. Even though he explained to them, as they were telling him to do this, as they were forcing him at gunpoint, because it's the military, to sell it below cost, he had to pay 3,000 bolivars to buy it from his suppliers." They had him sell his product that he had it's hard enough to get anything.
And then he paid $3,000.
That's right. They forced him to sell it at less than a tenth of what he paid for it.
Wow.
So they say, quote, now this is Daniel, the shop owner. He says, they told me that the beef belonged to the people and stayed 7 hours as a huge queue formed outside. So the word had gotten around. Oh, the military's in town. They're going to force the vendors in town to sell below cost. Everybody lines up. Because that's what happens when you sell below what a price is actually valued at. Stores understand this. That's why they have the, what is it? The term?
Loss leader.
Loss leader, thank you. Loss leader, like during the Black Friday season, where they'll sell, here's a 20-inch TV for a shockingly low price. Well, it turns out they might actually be losing $10 or whatever.
They might even give away a 20-inch TV because nobody wants one that small.
That's a good point. But my point being, these are what they do, is they'll sell it at below cost, and the idea is they're going to get people in to the door.
Right, because
they're
people
buy
will go in to buy that thing, and then, oh, well, look, this thing's on sale, and that thing's on sale, and I need two of that.
Right. That's one thing when Walmart or Kmart or whoever decides on their own volition to take a slight loss on a product in the hopes that that will garner more people coming through the door and that they'll win in the long run
right.
on that. That's a voluntary choice. It's another thing entirely when all you have in your store, because you know, I've seen some of the photos and video from some of these stores in Venezuela, and they are just, I mean, it's desolate. There's almost nothing in them.
Right.
So this guy got a shipment of meat, and he's ready to sell it and possibly feed his family for a month or something like that. But nope. Here comes the military saying that this isn't your meat, even though you paid the 3,000 bolivars for it. No, this isn't your meat. This belongs to the people, and you will sell it at the price we tell you to sell it, or else we'll put you in a prison cell.
So I just did a Google image search, and one thing that I like about Google is they'll let you sort by the most recent photos.
Okay.
So I'm showing things from the last week.
From Venezuela?
From where I typed in, Venezuela shelled.
Hmm.
And I'm seeing empty shelves and empty shelves and...
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of product, and then more empty shelves.
He says this was militarized. Originally, the gentleman is from Portugal. He said he saw television news reports of the coup attempt in Turkey, and he says, my first thought was that the same thing was also happening here. As socialist Venezuela faces its worst economic crisis in living memory, the country's armed forces, under the command of Defense Minister General Vladimir Padrino Lopez. Vladimir, that's a strange name for a Hispanic.
Yes.
Have emerged as a key player.
Well, the Venezuelans are, you know, because they're the socialists, they were friendly, or at least the government was friendly with the Russians, so it would not be, you know, too unusual to name someone after someone that was respected.
Many were unnerved when Nicolas Maduro, the unpopular president this month, handed the military extraordinary powers to tackle ravaging shortages in a country where food and basic medicines are increasingly hard to find and the inflation rate is forecast to top 700%. As well as taking charge of food production and distribution, Venezuela's ports have come under army control, and several government ministries now report directly to the defense minister and to Mr. Maduro. Giovanna Di Michele, a defense expert at Central University of Venezuela, says that, bolstered by these new powers, General Padrino Lopez is now, quote, the most powerful man in Venezuela. Low oil prices and years of mismanagement have left Venezuela's economy in a perilous state, with the economy set to shrink 10% this year. The crisis has given impetus to moves by opposition groups to remove Mr. Maduro from office via a so-called referendum, or a recall referendum, which is a process that's underway. Of course, Maduro is delaying that recall referendum as long as he possibly can. It's been stymied by the proposed vote. It's due to announce on Monday whether the next stage of the referendum can proceed. But in a region once known for military coups, observers say any transition away from Mr. Maduro would require the approval of the armed forces, even though General Padrino Lopez says his new responsibilities are, quote, a matter of discipline, not one of militarization. Can you tell the difference? It's a matter of discipline, he says. We're just going around telling people how to sell things. It's discipline. You need to learn to sell below cost.
It's not martial law. Right. We're just teaching you to be obedient.
That's right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More on Venezuela, because the madness doesn't stop there. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. When and where will it all end? When will things turn around? It doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you had to choose, would you rather be in Venezuela or North Korea? Because right now, Venezuela is starting to get pretty bad.
At least you have a better shot of leaving Venezuela.
Probably true.
Because there's not that 2.5 mile wide demilitarized zone with barbed wire and landmines and military on both sides.
Right. And there's a lot more of a land border as well.
Yes.
Between Venezuela and Colombia, for instance, and other countries. Also, there's more news coming out of Venezuela still. There's still some semblance of the ability to speak up there, although it's limited depending on what you say.
Right.
But, wow, it's getting pretty bad. You've got a shocking story coming up here that you just found about Venezuela and their zoos. But
right,
first,
because I was trying to find out, because we did know and reported on a couple weeks ago where they temporarily opened the borders so that people could go to Colombia to go shopping. And so I did a search for Venezuela border sorted by most recent. And, yeah, one of the top stories or most recent results was about their zoos, and hopefully we have time to get into
that. Yeah, it's outrageous. We'll definitely get into that here. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Now, if you are looking to escape where you are and come to a better place where there's more freedom, well, New Hampshire is that place, arguably one of the freest places in the entire world. And there are 101 great reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, why libertarians and voluntarists should consider a move here to get together with the largest community of liberty-oriented people. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the hour-long documentary there. It's completely free, and it'll give you a taste of what it's like to actually be here in this community. I met a gentleman last night who's a listener of the show. He was at a get-together in Manchester. It was where I went when I was off last night. Listener of Free Talk Live said he would never have found this whole concept of libertarians moving together if it weren't for Free Talk Live. So he's very grateful for that. And there are a lot of people coming here like that, a lot of people who really want to be around people that understand liberty. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You won't regret it. Only takes an hour to watch it, and it's packed full of good information. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, brothers. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, I wanted to do a little bit of a follow-up from last night. I know a caller called in, a Rudy from Arizona, and I guess he's doubting the things that I say, and he thought it was kind of funny. And, you know, I wanted to clear up the procedure and things like that, first of all. I guess I don't know if you heard.
What procedure?
Can you remind us what you called in about last night?
I've been deputized. I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay, so you're a cop?
No, I'm a deputy. I mean, later on, I mean, after tonight, I probably only have so much time. I mean, I'll call in another night, and I'll tell you the difference. But I wanted to talk about the procedure, because he was saying I tried for an hour to find it on the Internet, and I couldn't. Now, I didn't have to, because I'm a Jeffersonian, so it was a natural. We're talking Commonwealth law. That's the level at the legislature.
So being a Jeffersonian makes finding things on Google easier?
No. I mean, me becoming a deputy. Forget him. You see, here's the procedure. It'll help him find out about it.
Apparently, you don't have to be able to put two sentences together in order to become a deputy in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but you do got to do. Here's what it works. First of all, I had to say the oath three times. Are you sure? Are you sure you're sure? Or are you sure you're sure you're sure? That goes
oh,
back.
Come on, Ricky. No, unless you've got video of this, I don't believe it.
I had to get approval from the legislature for 45 minutes it took total.
You had to get a Google from the legislature?
No, he had to get approval.
Oh, approval.
So he's saying that the state legislature had to vote on whether or not Ricky becomes deputized.
No. They only had to do a phone call and a quick conference.
Well, with the whole legislature?
That's not approval from the legislature, Ricky.
No, not the whole legislature. Hey,
then don't use the term legislature if it's not the whole legislature. Words have meaning, Ricky. Ricky, words have meanings. Use the right words.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to communicate, which is what we're trying to do on Free Talk Live, then it helps if you actually use the words you're meaning to say.
Legislature.
That's like in New Hampshire, 400 people. I don't know how many in
Pennsylvania. There are 235 legislators in Pennsylvania.
No, you don't have to go through the whole legislature.
Then don't use the term legislature if you don't mean all 235 members.
Who did you go through? One of the members? A group of the members?
Okay, the girl that I'm protecting is right here, that I was deputized for. Would you like to talk to her?
Maybe. She's probably more coherent than you are. What's her name?
Wendy.
Wendy?
Let's, hand her the phone. Hand her the phone.
She's here.
I'm right here.
Okay, Wendy, are you being held hostage?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you know this man?
Hi.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he's a friend.
He's a friend. Okay.
Okay, now, and he said that he got deputized to sort of oversee your probation or something. Is that correct?
Protection or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so what was the process that he had to go through to get deputized?
Oh, okay. I mean, she'll confirm it. The process that I had to go for is it was...
What we're asking
She's not
her,
answering the question.
What we're asking
Ricky.
Her what the process
you
was. You're using words and saying that those aren't the words you mean to use, so we're trying to ask somebody that can
lady.
Put...
I will tell you the procedure. Stop arguing with me. And that scumbag the other night, you're talking to it. I'm not here to force anything.
Who's
I'm
the scumbag?
Tony?
I don't know.
The guy that said I'm a liar, that I'm not a deputy. I actually busted the interesting to your show.
Who was it? Was it Conan?
No, there's some guy that called in.
I did research for 2 hours, for 2 days.
Oh, well, you must be finding the truth if you've been researching things for 2 days.
No, it's right on their website and things. There's materials for people.
So, Ricky, how many of the 235 members of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives did you have to talk to get deputized?
No, first of all, I will tell you the procedure. When the
I don't want to hear the procedure, Ricky. I'm really
either answer the question of how many.
He's full of it. He's just making stuff up.
The parole officer, it took 45 minutes total. I told most of the process last night.
Why would they want to give deputy powers to you, Ricky? That's what I don't understand. I mean, you can barely express yourself.
Conan knows. If you listen to your own show, Ian,
all
you
right,
know.
We'll ask Conan. Maybe he can better explain it. Thanks for the call tonight. And no, I didn't listen to the show last night.
Here's a little bit of information. When we're not on the show, we're generally not listening to the show.
Sometimes I do. It just depends on, you know, the circumstances or whatever. I do like to sometimes check in with what's going on.
Right, but, you know, that's a sometimes.
Yeah.
My statement was generally.
Yeah. Okay, true.
Meaning that it's not the standard, oh, it's my night off, let me sit here and listen to every word that's said during the next 3 hours.
Right. Not that I would have been able to understand what Ricky was saying last night had I been listening when he called, because whether you're listening to Ricky or talking to Ricky, it doesn't matter. You cannot really make heads or tails of what it is. He sounds like he's saying
something.
It went
to the legislature, but not the full legislature, the legislature.
He's deputized to protect some lady.
To serve as a probation officer.
He lets her on the phone for, you know, 20 seconds, and then when you ask her a meaningful question, he takes the phone back from her. I'm a little worried that lady's under, you know, his capture or something like that. I mean, she said she's okay, so. God, can you imagine spending more than 5 minutes with that guy?
No.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Daryl in the studio tonight. Daryl, your project is Liberty Lobbyist. This is the thing that you've created after your presidential attempts. You attempted to get the nomination from the Libertarian Party, and unfortunately they gave it to someone else who is not as principled as you. But you will continue taking the principles of liberty to the halls of power in New Hampshire. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I am trying to monetize something that I've been doing for the last couple of years on my own dime, where on a regular basis I will go to Concord, go to legislative committee hearings, and testify in favor of more freedom and less government. And what I'm doing with Liberty Lobby LLC is trying to be a lobbyist for the regular person. Because most people, when they think of lobbyists, they think of, you know, representatives of big, greedy special interests.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that, you know, regular, everyday people that want more freedom need to be represented as well.
Right.
And
you're not
seeing that.
You're not representing regular people who want less freedom. You're representing regular people who want more freedom.
Yes. And, you know, if you support that, you support having somebody, in a lot of cases, being the only person speaking to a legislative committee in favor of freedom, then, you know, throw a few dollars my way. LibertyLobby.xyz.
How do you accept donations?
PayPal and Bitcoin. Okay. Can also do Ether, but you cannot make recurring Ether donations at this time.
Right.
But you can do recurring PayPal and recurring Bitcoin contributions to libertylobby.xyz.
And that's the website, libertylobby.xyz.
And let me just mention real quick what the goal is, because most people are thinking, oh, lobbyists, that's really expensive. Well, I'm cheap.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
Only seeking $5,000 per year. And even if I don't make that goal, I'm still going to go to Concord as often as possible. What the money going through Liberty Lobby LLC will allow me to do is to take additional days off work from making affiliate relations phone calls
for Free Talk,
Free Talk Live.
Because you don't get paid if you're not here.
Right. If I'm not working, I'm not getting paid. So I'm just trying to, you know, get reimbursed for a little bit of my time.
So LibertyLobby.xyz can help out Daryl there.
And I tried finding information on how one gets deputized in Pennsylvania, and it appears to be fairly simple.
Talk to the whole legislature and then fill out some forms.
The chairperson of the Pennsylvania Board of Probations and Parole may deputize any person to act as an officer or agent of the Commonwealth in effecting the return of any person who has violated the terms and conditions of parole or probation as granted by the Commonwealth in any matter related to the return of such person. An agent so deputized shall have all the powers of a police officer. That's general rule, and then it doesn't say anything about the process.
Yeah.
Now, I did find something about the process of becoming an actual parole officer, and I don't know if people that are deputized have to go through any of this, but there are special trainings that you have to go through.
I suspect Ricky
you have to go through basic skills academies.
Yeah.
You have to go through a 5-day initial firearms course. You have to take the use of force curriculum. There's nothing in here about going before the legislature at all. And now I'm trying to remember if when I worked as a security guard at a hospital in Pennsylvania, I think I was deputized for the purpose of writing parking tickets.
So if you want to join us, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's enough about Ricky. We go back to Venezuela, where things are actually affecting the lives of others. Let's go and back to the story here from the Financial Times about the head of the military. Now, this is a new character for me, and we've been following along with Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, as he leads Venezuela. As he leads Venezuela down into the toilet of socialist failures of history. But this guy, this leader of the military, Vladimir Padrino Lopez, is now being called the most powerful man in Venezuela. He's sending troops into storefronts and demanding that they sell food at below cost. In a co-written article on the Latin America Goes Global website, Javier Corrales, a Venezuelan scholar at Amherst College in the U.S., says the decision to lean more heavily on the army is, quote, the clearest sign that a dangerously weak government rapidly losing control of the situation has taken desperate measures to survive. Yet with polls suggesting Venezuelans favor removing the president, Corrales says, quote, another possible interpretation, this is a semi-coup by the military against a rudderless, ineffective, and discredited Maduro government. Others, however, believe little has changed in a country with a history of state control over the economy. Francisco Rodriguez, the Venezuelan chief economist at Torino Capital, a U.S. investment bank, says, quote, we do not see this role as unprecedented, nor do we believe it signals a change in terms of the relative power of the military and society, unquote. Since the 2002 coup attempt that briefly ousted the late Hugo Chavez, Mr. Maduro's predecessor and the ideological inspiration for Venezuelan socialism, the country's armed forces have been stacked with loyal generals in an attempt to create what the president calls a civic military union. Analysts say the military assures social control for the Maduro government in return for preferential access to goods and hard currency. An opposition rally in Caracas on Wednesday to demand the activation of the recall vote was swamped by an overwhelming presence of security forces. Maduro has also promoted a number of army figures, including General Padrino Lopez, an experienced and decorated soldier respected by his troops, to senior government positions. One close colleague says the defense minister is a conciliator who is respectful of the institutions and who will sacrifice anything to follow an order. I fear Maduro wants Padrino Lopez there to keep enemies away, but he will drag him down with him.
So the statement about he's respected by those within the military, do they mean respected as in people look at him as Oh, yes, he's a wise man, or respected in the sense of,
he'll kill you.
I'm scared of this guy, I'm going to do what he says so I don't end up dead.
I suspect it's the latter, but the quote doesn't make that clear. With food riots becoming commonplace and Venezuelans flocking in thousands to neighboring Colombia in search of food, the armed forces face a difficult task to stave off further unrest. Diego Moya Ocampo, senior analyst at the IHS Risk Consultancy, says it's clear the military will play a bigger role over the next 12 months as the army takes control of most sectors of the economy, which will mitigate the risks of a coup against Maduro unless sustained riots and looting and looting over food shortages escalate. This will do little to lessen the unease of Daniel, the butcher, who is old enough to recall the long dictatorship of his native Portugal, of Salazar, when the military have too much power, he says, they always abuse. And guess what else they're up to? According to CNN Money, the same military, the same gentleman who's in charge there, Vladimir Padrino Lopez, he's now forcing Venezuelans into the fields. In a vaguely worded decree, Venezuelan officials indicate that public and private sector employees could be forced to work in the country's fields for at least 60-day periods, which may be extended, quote, if circumstances merit, unquote.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Trying to tackle Venezuela's severe food shortages by forcing people to work in the fields is like trying to fix a broken leg with a Band-Aid, says Amnesty International's director of the Americas. President Nicolas Maduro is using his executive powers to declare a state of economic emergency. By using a decree, he can legally circumvent Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly, their Congress, which is staunchly against all of his actions.
Hey, Maduro, here's a suggestion if you're listening. Put Brondo on the plants because it's got electrolytes and that's what plants crave, or so I've heard.
According to the decree from July 22nd, workers would still be paid their normal salary by the government and they can't be fired from their actual job. So if they actually have a job, they can be removed from that job for up to 60 days and forced to go work in the fields. But oh, don't worry, you'll still get your paycheck from the government, apparently. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know where else people are forced to work in the fields, right?
Slave plantations.
North Korea. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here as things keep getting worse. We'll tell you what the zoos are like coming.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please AMP Free Talk Live. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We invest that in the show. Use it to market Free Talk Live more effectively to radio stations, to expand our internet listenership, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And you can do it for $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and we promise we will never send you into the fields to work for Free Talk Live like they're doing.
We don't even have fields.
No, that's true. There's a little box that people are supposed to be planting things in next door here to the studio, but they never really do.
Yeah, every year for the last 4 years, that I've been here, somebody has said that they were going to do something with it, and they'll weed it out at the beginning,
yeah,
and then they plant something, but then they never tend to the little garden box.
And it ends up getting overgrown, like it is right now.
With weeds. So not that kind of weed, just like, you know, regular weeds.
The AMP program is something you do to voluntarily support Free Talk Live because you like what we're doing. So please go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card, Visa or MasterCard, right on our website. But you can use any major credit card through PayPal. So different ways to get signed up. You get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the AMP-only podcast. Go to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. You're going to tell us in a moment here how bad it's gotten for the Zeus, because we know the people of Venezuela are hungry. They're standing in huge lines just to get a chance to buy some of the most basic staples before they run out, before these, you know, very slim supply lines run dry, crossing the border into Colombia in tens of thousands of numbers over a recent weekend when Maduro graciously allowed these hungry people to actually go to a place where they could get some food. And now, as we're finding out from Amnesty International, there is a decree coming out of Presidente Maduro, officially published earlier this week. It establishes that people working in public and private companies can be called upon to join state-sponsored organizations specialized in the production of food. Let me tell you, if it's a state organization, they're not that special at making food. Generally, the state is terrible at pretty much everything that it does. But that's all they're, you know, that's what they've got left is total state control and distribution. They'll be made to work in these new companies temporarily for a minimum of 60 days, after which their contracts, they've got that in quotes, will be automatically renewed for an extra 60-day period.
Well, what's the statement, there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government project?
Government program. In this case, their contracts will be automatically renewed for another 60-day period, or they'll be allowed to go back to their original jobs. Now, what do you think will happen if you say to the military men when they come to tell you, Daryl, we're taking you away from Free Talk Live. You are no longer going to be hosting the radio. We need you in the field, sir. And you say no.
I'm guessing you will be met with a small piece of metal that is traveling at a high velocity out of a long metal tube.
Well, they might just gun butt you to the face, knock you out, and put you in a prison cell. I mean, they won't necessarily execute you. But then again, if they execute you, they don't have to feed you.
Right.
So maybe they will execute. Because the military's got to eat, and they're going to eat before you do. So the military is going to use slave labor.
Depending on what they have lying around as food, they might eat you. I don't know. Yeah. I've not heard reports of cannibalism out of Venezuela,
give
but it would not surprise me.
That's the latest from the human side of Venezuela, and it's becoming more and more inhuman as time goes on. But what about the zoos of Venezuela? How are those animals being treated in this economic downturn created by the state?
Well, the animals in the zoos are not doing well either, with a lot of animals starving to death. Reports of at least 50 animals having died in the last 6 months. And some of the zoos are relying on donations from already strained businesses to feed their animals.
Oh, man.
Oslinder Montoya, an accountant involved with the zoo's funding, that being one particular zoo, La Lugana or La Laguna, says, we're doing all of this as humanly possible to ensure the zoos continue to function, says that some of the dead animals include Vietnamese pigs, tapirs, rabbits, and birds, while some of the animals have not eaten in over 2 weeks. Curacao Zoo staffers.
2 weeks.
Yes.
That would kill some people.
Yes.
Right? I mean, isn't it like 2-3 weeks is like the maximum you can go with no food or something like that?
About 3 or 4 if you have sufficient water.
Okay.
Curacao Zoo staffers have been feeding carnivorous lions and tigers diets of mango and pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
Elephants are eating tropical fruit instead of hay, and other big cats are reportedly being fed slaughtered thoroughbred horses from a nearby racetrack. Meredith Whitney, a wildlife rescue program officer, says long-term feeding the incorrect diet for any animal can have significant long-lasting health effects. Staffers are now attempting to move 12 animals more than 420 miles south to a park in Merida, saying if these zoos continue to operate after these animals are transferred and get new animals, the suffering could arise again. The tragedy goes on as Venezuelans desperately search for basic food supplies themselves.
I would say the best option at this point would be to sell the animals to the highest bidder. Sell, you know, these are rare animals, typically. They're things that collectors, people that love animals, that love rare animals, like tigers or whatever, would probably value fairly highly. You probably have to ship them outside of Venezuela to get any decent amount, unless there's some, still probably a very few rich people that are left in Venezuela who might be willing to buy them. But, man, just shut down the whole operation at this point.
Marlene Cifontes, union leader for In the Parques employees, told Reuters, the story of the animals at Curacao is a metaphor for Venezuelan suffering. The nation's starving economy has driven people to hunt dogs, cats, and pigeons for food, and I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. On Monday, visitors to a zoo in Caracas, the nation's capital, stole a horse and butchered it for meat.
Oh, man. I was going to say, like, I can't even imagine that these people in Venezuela are actually going to the zoo. But I guess if your intention is to steal the animals so you can eat them, that does give you a reason to go ahead and pay whatever the cost is to get into the zoo.
Right. And I'm wondering, of these 50 animals that have died in the last 6 months, how many of them were killed by people visiting the zoo so that they could have a meal?
Mm. Yeah. Excellent question. Pretty sad stuff, man. I mean, that's the kind of story that's going to get people to pay attention to Venezuela.
Yes.
Because people love to care about animals, but not so much about fellow humans.
Right. And the picture that they have, and this is one of the times where pictures with articles are absolutely amazing, especially when it's what's the term that they use?
The picture's worth a thousand words?
No, there's a term that they use for the picture that's up above the
featured?
Headline. Yes.
Okay.
The featured image is a baby orangutan just staring into the camera.
Does it look skinny and, like, starving?
It looks like a sad little baby orangutan.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, it will grab your attention.
Mm.
And it'll be like, oh, I want to see what's wrong with the sad little baby orangutan.
Oh, it's starving due to socialism.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right, so you can join us here. You can share your thoughts on Venezuela. It's so sad to watch things continually get worse there. I was really elated when I saw that they'd opened the border, 2 weeks ago now? There was a
couple weeks ago.
There were two weekends in a row, one weekend and then another weekend, where they opened the border to Colombia. People could cross over for the weekend. They could do shopping, come back. They could actually feed their families, presuming they had enough money to actually, you know, buy the food. And I thought that was, like, probably the best thing the Venezuelan government had done so far. And kudos to the Colombian government for allowing the people to come across. And, of course, it's business for them, so they wanted it to happen. But I was also reading a story that I didn't add to show prep because it was just too, you know, we talked about Venezuela quite a bit, that did talk about the number of people who went there and did not come back, which was likely at least 10,000 of the people. There were tens of thousands of people, like over 100,000.
Yeah, I think
people.
It was 130,000.
That went over one weekend, yeah, and then more on the previous weekend. So the estimate was that like 10% of those people went there and did not return and are living illegally in Colombia now as a result of that.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. I would much rather risk whatever the hell might happen to be, you know, an illegal immigrant, if you will, into Colombia rather than starve in Venezuela.
Being in a Colombian jail is probably better than being quote-unquote free in Venezuela.
Or in a Venezuelan jail and starving in a Venezuela jail. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.